This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, you know what? I get rolling, and I don't get the stories I'm supposed to get to, so I'm sorry. And there's something you tune in specifically for something that I called out when we do the, you want to call it a teaser or whatever it is. But, hey, I do the best I can. You know what I'm saying? Try to keep up. That's all. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, host. Head over to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on over there. A lot you might want to get involved with. Hannah Scherlarker will join us at the bottom of the hour. She always has information on what I refer to as the college campus crazies. All right? We're going to do that every week now. We need to do it every week. Actually, we probably need to do it every night, but I can't take that much craziness. No, really, my head would explode. When you hear about some of the stuff that they're doing there on these college campuses, you just got to think, what the heck is wrong with these people? No, really, what is wrong with these people? There is no other term other than what is wrong with these people. They can't be human. I don't know where they're getting their logic skills. Well, they don't have any, but that's beside the point. Seriously. Now, Which was the one that was making me... Oh, you guys heard about the LA City Council voting to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day? Not understanding that you know, Columbus Day... And I realize there's a lot of small cities and towns that don't quite celebrate it, yada, yada, and all this other garbage, but you know, there's history behind that. You cannot just can the history behind it. Because you don't like him, because you think he wiped out millions. I always got a kick out of this. He wiped out millions of Indians. Really? Millions of Indians? Seriously? Go, don't read the articles. They say millions of Indians. The vote will also install an Italian-American Heritage Day to be observed on October 12th of each year. That's through LA City Council. Now, what did they think that was going to do? Appease the Italians? I thought they weren't into all of that. I thought they weren't into labels. I thought they weren't into singling people out. That's what they tell you anyway. And so how does Indigenous Peoples Day celebrate Italians? I'm just curious. I'm not I'm not the smartest guy in the room most of the time. Right? I'm sure with Jerry Brown up there, and this happening in L.A. with a full Democrat contingent in the LA City Council, it'll end up there. Well, we won't celebrate Columbus Day anymore. You know, and all of that, you know, for decades they've been screaming about Columbus Day and how bad it is and why if you go by what the left says, about any of these days we honor our founding fathers or anybody, we couldn't honor anyone. We'd have to kill them all. All those days would have to go away because every one of them has some kind of dark past. Every one of them has something to have gone on, you know, in their past or maybe something they were doing that lined up with what was acceptable for the day. Right? And the way they try to beat it down, they try to sidestep the whole negativity is, well, Columbus really didn't discover America. Right? Because two reasons. One is Native Americans had already been here, so apparently they discovered it or were born here or what have you, so it was theirs. And that, what was it, the Vikings were here, you know, hundreds of years before. Right? All I'm saying is that Columbus may have never actually set foot in North America. Right? He ran in or landed in the Bahamas. Right? Which is now today modern day Haiti or Dominican Republic. So you go through all of this, and it's like, so what does this fix? What does this do? How does this pull us together, number one, as a country? How does this fix the fact that, especially California, we're 47, we're among the worst in the country, and maybe even in the world when it comes to education. We should be among the best. Right? The country as a whole is ranked 47th. Of all the nations in the world, we're ranked like 47th in math and science. Really? I mean, how much sense is this? But hey, we have to make sure that we get rid of Columbus Day. Very important with the city council. Doesn't that kind of make you nuts? I will never understand stuff like this. There are so many other things that we should be doing. There's so many other things that would be better for us. So many other things that would help us out more. And we're, for lack of a better term, we're jerking around with this stuff. Like it's actually going to do something to help us out. Okay. Where's my Father's Day one? It's great. Yeah, there you go. Liberals now want to abolish Father's Day. They don't need us. Go figure that one out. Like, apparently, yeah, it's still early yet. I don't know what it can do. All right, liberals now want to abolish Father's Day. Here's why they want it changed. Right now, political correctness is like really gone out of its mind. But this, and you know, we have to ask Siviano this question when he comes back from wherever he's on. Because I know he's hiding somewhere. We don't hear from him that much. Hopefully he's still alive. He's in the outback. No, he is in the outback. If we haven't heard from him, he's really in the outback. So it seems like, you know, in the outback or in Australia, there's a campaign to be launched. They're trying to rename Father's Day. And the idea appears to be getting a little bit of traction. Because, you know, they don't need dads. They're going to call it a special person's day. In my day, if you were a special person, that wasn't a good thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. Don't go far. Come on, right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Hey, man.
We are back. You listen to how many years? 9 years? I still don't know what the button is. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, to be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the show. I know there's about 9,000 of the shows you could watch. Yes, it's tripled. 9,000 other shows you could be listening to, you could be watching, whatever, and you've chosen this one, and I do appreciate it so much. Anyhow, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been, yeah, that's what I said, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, all the labels given by the people that don't like labels. And you'll find out, you know what, find out how asinine what they believe really is, how easy it is to push back. And the very first chapter in the book is absolutes. Absolutely not. They don't want them. Because if you have an absolute, then you have a right and wrong. Think about that. If there's an absolute way of doing something, if there's an absolute when it comes to, you know, the right way to do something, the wrong way to do something, then you've got to adhere to. You can be wrong. We can't have that. I love what some of these parents, you know, early in my career when I started hearing people say or hearing people, my bosses even, they were starting to talk about, you know, it's not about placing blame. We don't want anybody to feel bad. Go, no, you should place blame. Right? You should let somebody know when they screwed up, when they did something wrong, for two reasons. One is not just to chastise the garbage out of them and let them feel bad about themselves, but how do they know that, look, you made a mistake. There were 30 people sitting here waiting on you, and you were too busy on the phone or doing A, B, C, and D to do the job right. Put the phone down, do the job the right way. Otherwise, they never get any better. And then they go 10 years into a career. I see it now with some of the things I'm involved with, where they don't want to give somebody a bad review because they don't want them to feel bad. They don't want them to get worse. Well, they're going to get worse because if you give them a good review and they're doing something wrong, what do they keep doing? They actually perfect their wrongness, don't they? So you got to open your mouth. You've got to say something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you do hit up on the website, you help support the show in so many ways. Patreon.com is one of the places that you can click on. Okay, you can become a member. You can help support the show on a monthly basis. And again, I try. I don't do a good job of it, but I do try to update. We got so many places to update. It's surprising we don't get any sleep most of the time, but pretty close. Liberals now want to abolish Father's Day. Right? Think about that. Because they don't need us at all, apparently. But this is going to start in Australia. Wait, now maybe that's it. You know, they're. I'll ask Joe when he comes back, but maybe they're blood deprived of the brain or something because, you know, they're down under. Now, the campaign is being spearheaded by a lady named Red Ruby Scarlet, although she's got these little green, she's got green bows in her hair. I don't know how that's Red Ruby. Maybe I'm missing something, right? Anyway, Scarlet has a PhD in early childhood studies, and she thinks that Father's Day is highly unfair for children that have no father present in their life. Why is that unfair? There's going to be a lot of times where you're not going to have something present in your life that you need. You're not going to have everything you need. And you got to learn how to work around it. See, she is a snowflake enabler. Hey, yeah, there's a new term. Snowflake enabler. She, we're going to give her Red Ruby Scarlet. She has now been called a snowflake enabler. So she has a PhD in early childhood studies, and she thinks that Father's Day is highly unfair to children that have no father present in their life. What about Mother's Day? Should we kill Mother's Day? Because there's plenty of kids around that don't, their mothers have walked out of their lives. They're not there anymore. Gave them up for adoption, ran away from them, whatever you want to call, whatever label you want to lay on them. I personally don't think adoption is a bad thing. Matter of fact, I think that if a mother knows, if a couple knows that they're really not going to be able to provide any kind of real life for their child, and they put it up for adoption, I think that's a heroic thing. I think it should be called heroes. As a result of this, Scarlett is proposing that the name of the holiday be changed to Special Persons Day. Now, see, here's the disingenuous part. Instead of knocking out Father's Day, why not make another day Special Persons Day? Anyway, Scarlett gave an interview with Today Tonight Show, whatever that means. It's a television news show. During the interview, Scarlett was asked if a Special Persons Day was just for children without dads, or it was more inclusive than that. More inclusive than that. We're all about inclusivity, aren't we? There are children who have a dad, who also have a grandfather, and also have an auntie, and also have other kinds of relatives. There are also a huge range of different family structures. So we have single parent families, satellite families, extended families, lesbian and gay families. Now, according to Today Tonight, the idea is growing support across the nation of us. But I thought you guys in Australia, and I know we have a good listening audience in Australia, I thought you guys were more for traditional values. I thought you guys really understood. I mean, like, you were the last bastion, or one of the last bastions of reality. Special persons, let me tell you what. Let me bring you into reality, okay? Leave Father's Day alone. Leave Mother's Day alone. They get special treatment on those days. Now, not that you shouldn't be giving them special treatment all year round, because they put up a bunch of garbage most of the time when you were growing up. You want a special person's day for that special aunt in your life? for that special uncle that really isn't an uncle, he's just your mom's boyfriend? You want a special day for those people? Fine. They give. I'm sure, you know what? I'm sure if you go to Hallmark, they'd be more than happy to help you push that. Because it's just another card they can make and something they can make more money on. Instead of constantly degrading fathers. Why didn't you go after Father's Day? Why didn't you go after Mother's Day? You know, this is that whole whole movement to demasculinize everything. Right? I mean, fathers can't be good for anything. And as soon as they figure out how to replace the certain fluids needed, I'm sure they'll be really good for nothing. And it's been going on for years. It's like the woman is the only thing you need. She knows everything. She can do everything. She has every right there is, all the way from deciding whether a baby lives or dies to whether a man is worth anything. Yeah, a lot of equality going on there, huh? I'm amazed at how much the left hates tradition, hates Mother Nature, hates God. I'm not amazed. I'm really not amazed. I shouldn't say that. It's like I've been saying about everything that's going on, that's been going on since November. The hate the left has had for conservatives, the hate the left has had for the right, the hate that they've had for this all, it's always been there. There's nothing new going on. The only difference is they've got to the point because you parents have raised so many snowflakes, so many of these kids that think that they're entitled, that if they don't think it's not right, and you better stop. So many of those kids, you've raised so many of those kids, that's who is in control. And you've seen it come to the surface, and they can't control it anymore. They can't contain it anymore. And look what you got going on. I know some of you are going, well, I'm very proud of them for fighting back. So you're proud of them for smashing windows, burning cars. How proud you must be. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Get your barf bucket out. There's more to come after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Being Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. I wish I could do a Lawrence Welk impression. I just think I would have so much fun with them, with the way some of this music that comes in the way it does. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, Hannah Sherlocker joins us on a weekly basis. We now have a weekly college crazy, campus crazy section, segment. God, let alone segment. I'm thinking about renaming it, you know, I don't know, what do you think? Snowflakes, Snowflakes Corner or something like that? Anyway, Hannah always has these craziest stories from campusreform.org. That's campusreform.org. Check them out. They have new stories every day, and she told me they're getting crazier and busier as the days go on. Let me just bring her on and get us, and so you can really get your bucket. No, I'm not joking. Do you have your throw up bucket? Because you're gonna need it. Always appreciate this time of the week. I told you, every week now we're going to do our campus crazies report. College campus crazies report. And, you know, we've been doing stories about colleges from all over the country. We did the story last night about the University of Missouri, who are truly now in misery because they now have 2,000 less. They lost 2,000 students from last year to this year alone. That equates to about $30 million if you look at their tuition costs on the average there, and it's the only reason for it. If you talk to the alumni, if you interview the people that have left the school, it's because of their left liberal leaning propaganda that they're pushing down on the students to go there. So, you know, these colleges believe that what they're doing is the right thing to do. The only irritant I have is at some point in time they're going to be asking for more tax dollars to stay open. They're going to try to spend more of our money, waste more of our money, flush more of our tax dollars To shove this propaganda down the throats of your children. So make sure you've got to check out the colleges that your kids are going to. Otherwise, you know, if you don't head over, you're not being properly informed. If you don't head over to campusreform.org and check them out as well. You know, Hannah joins me every week. She's the program coordinator for Campus Reform. My screen just went blank, but it'll come back. She's a program coordinator for Campus Reform. Prior to joining Campus Reform, she spent her a collegiate career at Liberty University working in advocacy and outreach. Hannah, thanks for joining me, as you do every week.
Thanks for having me again.
And true. And this is, you know, let's keep it clean. You don't have to take any drugs for these stories because they're whacked out enough as they are. I mean, seriously, the stuff that goes on these college campuses, I'm just amazed that people really don't understand what's happening out there. You know, I'm going to do them kind of in reverse in what we talked about, you know, because we kind of hit on this last night. The feminist professor that decided, that when we hold up the military, when we allow them to be honored at sporting events, probably any event, really, in her mind, she called it. And I said, they have to make up these words. These are words, if the dictionary was actually printed like it used to be, you know, 107 years ago, they couldn't afford to reprint it every year. It'd be so heavy, it'd take three people to pick it up with all the new words they come out with. It's militarized patriotism, right? What's that all about?
All right. So this is a term I had never heard of before gazing upon this wonderful article. But last week, we saw a political science and gender studies professor at Clark University write an article in which she claims that militarized patriotism was present at a Boston Red Sox game she went to. She said verbatim that she cringed upon seeing an American flag, and she bragged about not standing for America the Beautiful. And her whole argument was that patriotism is some type of weapon that marginalizes women while honoring men. And, she's claiming here that women are expected to be grateful to men and to the masculine state for offering them militarized protection. This is just pure ignorance. You know, the United States offers the greatest opportunity for all people, regardless of race, religion, or gender. And, you know, as a woman especially, I mean, as a woman, I cannot be more proud to wave the American flag. I mean, look at so many women in other countries who suffer real injustices, who don't even have permission to speak without their husband's consent, let alone protest their own country, which, by the way, American heroes fought for her right to do this.
Oh, right. Those men and women, don't get me wrong, but men fought for her right to be, say, stupid stuff, to say ignorant stuff, you know, I mean, to be a professor in this country. Some countries, my God, as you said, even if she mentioned the fact that she wanted to go to school, she wanted to be educated, she wanted to be a professor, they might kill her for something like that if she pushed it enough times. I don't know if it's ignorance, pride, or what. What is it?
You know what? It's a trend that we're seeing on campuses across the nation. It's anti-Americanism, and we see it all the time at Leadership Institute's campus reform. Just a few months ago, the University of California banned the requirement of the American flag on campus. And last Veterans Day, we reported on students at Hampshire College burning the American flag to protest Trump, while students at Brown University tore American flags to shreds at a veterans memorial. And then just a couple weeks ago, we talked about Southern Methodist University moving a 9/11 memorial to a less populated area of campus to prevent triggering other students. So, you know, if this trend of anti-Americanism continues, the next generation will lack the American pride and our sense of unity to come together to address problems and move forward. And we see the results last week at Charlottesville, what happens when we can't address problems and move forward.
No. You know what? I noticed a trend here, though. Do you ever notice that it's always the professors of, you know, feminism or women's studies? You know, they're always the ones that have to tear down the male presence or whatever. I don't even know what to call it, but they're always the ones that seem to want to attack the male side of the equation. And I don't get it. We've gotten along fine all these years, and we've made strides in equality when it comes to women and men. Am I just old-fashioned? I'm just not getting this, or what?
I completely agree with you. I mean, it is a trend. We do see it specifically with gender and all these ridiculous feminist studies. It's really, like you said earlier, it's a waste of taxpayer money that we are funding all of these frivolous studies that students are never going to use in the real world. When these students are indoctrinated in these feminist gender studies class, you're not going to be able to use that degree in the real world. You know, I mean, it's just absurd. We reported on a story last week, where students can choose their own gender identity. That's a trend we're seeing all over. But, you know, in the real world, students are not going to be hired when they don't even know which bathroom to choose. So really, they're just being indoctrinated, and they leave campus more confused than when they enter campus.
Well, she says, I cringed when a mammoth Stars and Stripes was unfurled in the outfield down the beloved Green Monster Wall. You know, what is there that crazy? And unless I'm missing something here, men and women died protecting what that flag stands for. That flag has been brought out, rolled out, ended up in countries to protect women, you know, and men. I don't get the logic behind this. And someday, I don't know, maybe I need a frontal lobotomy, and maybe it's the way I'm going to figure it out. I don't know. And I know I'm not the smartest guy in the room most of the time. So if you've just joined us, this is our College Campus Crazy segment. And we're doing these every week now. But we're bringing in people that actually live it. They're stuck in the heart of it. You can find out more, read more at campusreform.org. And I've got Hannah Sherlocker. She joins me. And she is a contributor and a program coordinator there at Campus Reform. Always have a good time when she's on. And, you know, people... Hannah, early on when I used to do the show and I do these kind of stories, I go, you're not telling the truth. That's crazy. Somebody's blowing it up. And no, it's not. You know, and now we've got professors at colleges that are soliciting support for a campus anti-fascist network. I mean, seriously. How about, can we do a pro-American? Is it legal to do a pro-American network on a college campus?
Oh,
is that unacceptable?
Don't even say those words. That's so offensive.
God, explain this. How do they get away with this?
So here we had two professors, one from Purdue University, another from Stanford University, got together and assembled a campus Antifa network. Ideas to kind of serve as a big tent for anyone committed to fighting the noble fight of fascism. So this group has actually gained a lot of momentum. It has over 200 members right now, and its actual goal is to drive fascists off campus, and it's stated in their official syllabus created by the professors. And in the syllabus, it outlines tools for understanding and fighting fascism, and it also preludes to the idea that fascism is a direct result of capitalism. We won't even go into that. That's a whole other segment. But
oh, God.
The problem here, which clearly needs to state the obvious, you know, Antifa has proven itself to be a violent group that operates off of intimidation and physical assault. I find it outrageous that professors would lead a group like this, let alone have any association with it whatsoever. And, you know, it's not the first time we're seeing professors' involvement with Antifa. A Dartmouth scholar just the other day endorsed Antifa violence, saying that violence is a legitimate response to such views as Trump holds. So that's just insane. This is coming from Dartmouth, an Ivy League school. And then just last week, we posted on our website. Sorry, go ahead.
No, look, I'm the old white guy in the room. I was always taught never to use violence. That's right. You never lose. You never use violence. Or you will lose. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More with Hannah on the other side of the break. CampusReform.org. Check it out during the break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Get one of the shirts that I wear, hashtag stand to make America great again, or hashtag stand for America, hashtag stand against the resistance. I mean, seriously. Think about it. We need to start pushing back. We need to let them know that we don't agree with them. Anyway, let me get back at it. Hannah Sherlocker joins me, as she does every week, from campusreform.org. That's campusreform.org, where you know, you just, that's why we call it the campy campus crazies, college campus crazy. I'll get it right one of these. Look, it took me 2 months to get the name of my book right, and I wrote it. College Campus Crazies, every single week, or as some of you are referring to it as, the Snowflake Report. But like I said, let's get right back to it. I always have fun. You know, every week we're going to do our College Campus Crazy segment. We've been doing it for years, but you know, again, you make fun of me. You tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm not out there. So we finally decided we're going to bring on Campus Reform, you know, representatives from Campus Reform. It so far, and I hope it stays that way because I have a good time with her. Hannah Sherlocker joins me as she does every week. She's a contributor and a program coordinator there. Head over to camp. Wait till after this show. Head over to campusreform.org, and you'll see that these stories, you're going to read them, and you're going to go, come on, this is like an onion story, right? This is something you read or think or make up after you've had too many joints or something. I don't know, but they're not. They're real. And, Hannah, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, we were talking about this fascist, you know, the anti-fascism group there on the colleges. You think they even know what fascism means? You think they even know what it is?
I don't think they know what fascism is, because today Cabot and I, we did one of our Man on the Street videos for Campus Reform, and we actually asked students to define fascism, because, you know, we were asking, is violence ever okay in the name of fighting fascism? We asked them and they said yes, and then when we asked them to define fascism, they looked around, you could hear birds chirping, they really couldn't define it. And it's just, you know, that's the result of them being indoctrinated in college for 4 years, you know, throwing around these terms, just regurgitating what their professors say and not actually using logic and reasoning and learning these answers for themselves.
Never being called on the carpet, never being, you know, look at the pure term of fascism, right? It's a way, according to the dictionary, it's a way of ruling that advocates total control of the people. Now, think about this. These anti-fascists, what do they want to do? They want to totally control you. They want to tell you how to think, what you can say, how you can say, when you can say, where you can work. I'm sorry. Again, I must have an IQ of, you know, -2 because I can't tie this together. I can't make it make sense in any way, shape, manner, or form. And poor kids on campus. That's all. I just poor kids on campus. I don't know what else to say. So, anyhow. The statues. You know, you see what's happening all across the country with statues. One of my jokes last night was, these guys even went onto a campus where they had saints. They had statues of saints. And these guys defaced the statues of saints. And I'm saying to myself, you guys understand, those weren't slave owners. Those weren't Confederates. Those were saints from the church. So unless they made a comment against the Catholic Church, these low IQ voters actually went in there and defaced saints' statues. And now at Duke University, they decided if it looks like Robert E. Lee, it must be Robert E. Lee, and we must destroy it, right?
Right, yeah. This one was just sickening. It's a trend. It's, you know, the events in Charlottesville sparked, you know, madness of going and vandalizing statues across the nation. You know, we see at Columbia University students covering a Thomas Jefferson statue with KKK hoods, and then a Jefferson Davis monument tarred and feathered in Arizona, and then an Abraham Lincoln bust set on fire and defaced in Chicago. So now this is getting, you know, media nationwide coverage, but it's something we've been reporting on for a very long time at Campus Reform. You know, this vandalism is nothing new, but what these students need to realize that whether we keep or remove these statues, regardless of whatever we feel about them, these are expressive displays, and we cannot, by destroying them, we cannot change history. We cannot fail to remember things that our nation has gone through, whether that's good or bad. You know, America doesn't have, you know, the most innocent history, but, you know, neglecting to learn the true history and talking about the facts is a disservice to the students who, you know, they leave campus with a distorted view of history and an inability to solve problems rationally because they're taught to vandalize and destroy and yell rather than engage in dialogue and debate and discussion.
You know, one of the questions you should ask these people, not so much just the violence of it, is it okay to break the law to change the law? In other words, you know, you already had states that were turning, passing laws against certain Confederate symbols and what have you. These people decide to ratchet it up, and they're actually defacing public property. They're you know, causing taxpayer expense in the whole nine yards instead of fighting it properly. So they truly believe in anarchy then, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, if they don't like it, they believe they can just destroy it because their feelings rule over facts. Feelings rule over law. So this is what it comes to. We're seeing that this wave of student activism targeting statues and names and mascots and symbols all across the nation. It's a complete intolerance to anything that they deem offensive. At LSU, couple months ago, the students demanded a name change of their tiger mascot because a tiger is a symbol of white oppression. And then, of course, again, you know, at Brown, students vandalized the memorial because some people believe that the American flag is offensive. So what we're seeing is a complete shutout of anything remotely offensive. And we're going to, if it continues at this rate, we're going to have a nation with no statues, no symbols, complete whitewashed history. And it's going to be sad. It'll be sad to see, you know, this continue in the next couple of years, especially.
And everything is an offense. The horse, the white horse at, what was it, University of California? One of the horses there is white. The mascot is white. Therefore, that was racist. I'm thinking, okay, they want a black horse and a black rider. I mean, what do they want? And why is it racist? You know, everything now, they're throwing out words like racist and homophobe and all this to our young people in the schools, and it's not helping. It's not furthering their cause. I don't know what makes them think it is. And when you talk to these young people on campuses, do they have a clue that this stuff is coming at them at a million miles an hour? I mean, or they just see it as reality, and it's just the reality of the day?
You know, I really don't think they understand it because they have their go-to answers. They're, you know, cliche buzzwords, buzz lines that they say, that they rehearse and recite. But when you actually question them and you actually get them to analyze what they're talking about, they shut down and they don't know what to say and they want to end the conversation there. But, you know, the future of democracy depends on respectful dialogue and compromise and the ability to explain their reasoning and be able to back up what they say with actual facts and logic. They can't do that. There's an inability to do that. They learn that in the classroom, and they take it with them in the real world. You know, and what we're seeing is America becoming more and more polarized. Both sides are unwilling to talk to each other, and now we're seeing violence as a result.
You know what I love about this? Think about something. They're totally against Nazism, okay? Most of these kids, if you ask them who Hitler was or what he did, couldn't tell you. But let's say they could tell you, right? So a lot of these college campuses also are anti-Semitic, right? They're trying to pull away from anything that has to do with Israel. So they're against Nazism, but they're also against the Jews. And Nazism and Hitler were all about eradicating the Jews. They are a confused bunch of people, aren't they? I'm just amazed. I would have a field day with them and probably get them to start having smoke come out of their ears, but that's not my job. Anyway, Hannah, how do people find you? How do they read more about these? They're great stories, people. If you really want some, I was going to say some lighthearted laughter, but it's not lighthearted. You will laugh at it because you won't believe it. But tell them where they can find some of these stories and more about you.
You can get your daily supply of campus craziness at campusreform.org.
And it's a great place to go. Like I said, if you're trying to get your blood pressure up because it's a little too low, great place to go and read some stories. Hannah, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Always, you know, I always enjoy having her and other young people on because I tell you, we really don't know what goes on campus. We read it. We think we know. We think we have a pulse. We don't have a pulse. Well, some of us have a pulse. Some of us not so much. But always appreciate when they do come on, when she does come on with us. And we're going to have them on every week. But check out their website, campusreform.org. Go ahead. I'll wait till you get there. I know you're a little slow. Campusreform.org. David Fish is going to join us in the next hour. I know. Some of you always get a kick out of the information that he has for us. He brings it down to a level that I can understand, because I need to understand it, seriously. And, you know, really not trying to sell, just trying to give you information on what's going on in the market, right? What's up? How do you save the few dollars you do have to rub together, the few nickels that you have to rub together? You thought, oh, you know, again, what I'm reading, you know, the economy's doing well, better, whatever. It doesn't mean, by any stretch of the imagination, that we're out of the woods yet. You know, because we're still looking. We're still hearing about real estate bubbles. We're still seeing, I mean, these mortgage games are being played again where, you know, they're doing the 80-20 again, where you virtually come up with nothing down. When they get back to the stated income, you know we're in trouble. You know it's going to blow. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Guess what? We come back. Teachers are now telling kids in some schools that your kids have to stop talking about God. It's bad for them. Yeah, that's right. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Science.